This is a message from the head teacher on the 15th of May. Dear parents and carers, following my letter at the beginning of this week, specific government advice and guidance has now been issued entitled Actions for Educational and Childcare Settings to Prepare for Wider Opening from the 1st of June 2020. This clearly states the following in relation to special schools. They should work towards welcoming back as many children and young people as can be safely catered for in their setting. Should ensure that decisions about attendance are informed by existing risk assessments for their children and young people. May want to prioritise attendance based on key transitions, etc. We have therefore updated the previous completed individual risk assessment for every child and categorised them according based on risks directly associated with COVID-19 and associated support required. We have then used this information to rank all our students in relation to their individual needs and whether they are high, medium, or low risk. Positive weighting has been given the following criteria. Children of key workers, where there is no other parent at home. Children who are on a child protection plan are a child in need, child looked after, subject to special guardianship, order or adoption. Year 11s due to pending transition from school into college. Negative weighting has been given for the following criteria. Underlying health needs, especially medical conditions requiring shielding, inability to social distance, year 14s who would be leaving at the end of this term. Whilst we accept that there is no fair way of managing this, which all families will agree with, this rationale has at least assisted us to rank students in relation to their needs and associated risks. Therefore, providing the government guidance doesn't change, i.e. all their targets are met. Infections are continuing to reduce the R that remains less than 1, and we have sufficient staffing available. Our current proposal over next half term is as follows. Week commencing the 1st of June. Low risk students only for 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. Week commencing the 8th of June. Low risk students only for 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. Week commencing the 15th of June. Low risk students for 4 days a week as above, plus medium risk students for 2 days a week, either Monday and Tuesday or Thursday and Friday. Week commencing the 22nd of June. Low risk students for 4 days a week as above, plus medium risk students for 2 days a week, either Monday and Tuesday or Thursday and Friday. Week commencing the 29th of June. Low risk students for 4 days a week as above, plus medium risk students for 2 days a week, Mondays and Tuesdays or Thursdays and Fridays, plus all other year 14 students for 1 week only. Week commencing the 6th of July, low risk students for 4 days a week, as above, plus medium risk students for 2 days a week, Mondays and Tuesdays or Thursdays and Fridays, plus higher risk students for 1 to 2 days a week who are not shielding. Week commencing 13th of July. Low-risk students for 4 days a week, as above, plus medium-risk students for 2 days a week, either Mondays and Tuesdays or Thursdays and Fridays, plus higher-risk students for 1 to 2 days a week who are not shielding. Wednesdays will be dedicated to transition of new Year 6 students and others transferring to PCHSC in September. This also provides an opportunity for further deep cleaning in relation to different groups of students attending either Monday and Tuesday or Thursday and Friday. Senior leaders in school will be contacting families on Monday the 18th of May to share with you where your child is currently placed in relation to the category of risk assessment and likely timing of the offer of any return. If you have any further information that you wish to share with us at this stage, then please do so. For example, both parents are now being requested to work full time, and we will do our very best to take this into account alongside all the other risk factors considered. Also, if you would prefer not to send your child back to school due to health-related issues or other concerns and have the capacity to look after them within the family home for this next half term, you will have the option to do so without any negative consequences being imposed. We can then offer their place to other students whose families are not in the same position. Transport is another issue that is an additional complication within any such plans, due to the strict social distancing measures in place. Currently, the larger minibuses, which ordinarily transport up to 15 students, will only be transporting 3 students at any one time, although have agreed to do a couple of runs if needed. Therefore, when we get in touch, we will also be asking you if you are able to transport your own child to school if needed or not. Ultimately, those students who do get offered transport will be a decision by LCC, although we will do our best to advise accordingly. All students who do attend school will be requested to bring a packed lunch for this next half term, and families who are eligible will still receive their free school meal vouchers, irrespective of whether their child is attending or not. If any child or member of your family is showing any symptoms of COVID-19, it is essential that they do not come into school. Any child who becomes unwell at school will be sent home immediately. In addition, it should be noted that any child who does understand but refuses to comply with the social distancing measures in place would have their offer of a place reviewed with immediate effect to minimise the risk to themselves and other people. I appreciate this situation is exceptionally difficult for all of us, and that some families may feel aggrieved that other families are able to send their children back to school before them. However, I will assure you that we are genuinely attempting to do our best in terms of planning a safe, measured and carefully managed return to PCHSC for the sake of all staff, students and families concerned. If you have any pressing questions or issues, please do let me know. My personal email is head@pchs.lancs.sch.uk. Otherwise, a member of staff will contact you next week to discuss the implications of this plan with you in more detail. Check our information is up to date and that you do want your child to opt back into returning to school or college as suggested. I thank you in advance for your understanding.